Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
Got me on my Brooklyn. Hey, what I told him, I said, being hot gets you the MVP. Staying hot gets you the Hall of Fame. Low show.
Brooklyn forever.
Smurda, what up, son? Brooklyn, what up, son?
Holla at me.
Yeah. I hit my smutty dance when I caught the lick. I hit my smutty dance when I caught the chick. I Bobby Smurda that when she came around. Threw that hat up in the air, never came down. And I just caught that body like a week ago. Real quick, click, clack, get the freaking. You want some hot, chilling out in Mykonos? Or all summer, hey, we can.
All summer.
I ain't no killer, but don't push me, yo. I had them killers in your bushes, yo. Some trick, splurge on the pussy, yo. You give me one day, I purge on that pussy, yo. You ain't seen these kicks since like the fifth grade. Back when Bo Jackson and King Griffey played. On my 90s flow, young OG. On my GSC, meet the family. Can't hold you forever, you gon' get a date. Tell them free my critter mate. Hold your head to all my in the state. D block, GS9, get it straight. Got the in the on me. Gloves, mask, and a hoodie on me. In case we need to steal a V, I got the pulley on me. I know you shocked, right? They got me on my bully, homie. It's fake love, cause they really hate. For my downfall, they really wait. 100 yardies, 100 Haitians. I'm a hot by affiliation.
Fresh about the county, I done did a little bit. Let the popos run up for me, I won't tell them coppers. All this money in my pocket, you might think I stole them. I got four and some hens, some low pros on my bins. And if I catch that slipping, I'ma shut them down. Let my homie separate his body, call it 7 pounds. Better cool out. I'm nice with the hands you keep talking, this is I knock you out. I be picking you up off of the ground, but thinking you Tupac. And shawty give me till I pass out. And she just getting checks cause I out. Making money, gotta be the fast route. If you ain't, better get your ass out.
That make him diddy bop. Free slice Billy, let my Billy rock. And free your Billy, let a Billy out. With flex, drop a bomb on us, watch the city rock. Make Diddy Swanny dance right on Biggie Block. Make him bring 100 bands in the city out. With fresh pull up in that brand new yacht. Watch me start off with your cause I'm worth about a million now. Think if we dance around? Come on, get five. That's Bobby Smurda, not Bobby Brown. Let him pop up on your block. Better calm it down, cause the same drop in that. And it don't come around, cause they know they gon' get five.
We're gonna get you. Like hanging out too long on 91st and Windtrap. Bah! See, you the type to probably get got.
It's a joke.
See this wheel on the... Stop. Shorty climb this money mountain to the tip top. Get it. Throw 150 on my wrist.
Watch.
Stay with the heat, they call me Chris Bosh. Angry cause see me leaving they block. Shout my web, shout my Luger. Free my smiles, free my scooter. I suggest you probably pray to Buddha. Conglomerate and GS9 full of...
Let's talk about a hot. My dogs are sitting right. The judge we never cop. Who the first to bring that Lambo on the block? Popping H's in the studio with Bobby Neal. Spurt. Before all the labels started calling them.
I heard them.
Cause I understand them cause I'm one of them.
I am.
So no, you ain't on me if you ain't on them.
Bang.
Memphis, that's who we are.
We are.
Made a million out of glass, y'all.
Me.
I got...
Boss,
my knew they just caught a charge.
Hey,
Lord, we gon' ride scrap. We be back that beef, that rap. And free my meek, I'm on my Philly. And my New York, from Dykeman, she Dominican.
Hey,
Grammy Savage, that's who we are. Grammy's dressed in G-Star. GS9, I go so hard. But GS for my squad. And what if there's a problem, we gon' brawl. Popping out there. I'm with Trigger, I'm with Rasha, I'm with A-Raw. Broad daylight and we gon' let them things blow. Let them free Mishi, yo. Subway, free Breezy, yo. It's time I got my murder team, bro. About a week ago, with us and then we tweaking. Run up on that, get to squeezing. Everybody catch him. Got me on my bully, yo. I'ma run out with that on him. I'ma run out, go dumb on him. Got me on that young. Got me on that go dumb. Got me on that go dumb, man. Trap mode is mouth. Hotter than the... Hey, yo, pull up. I need some more drinks.
Hot dude up in here. What's going on, everybody? Bobby Smurda on this Friday night. Hey, it's the Stop, Look, and Listen jam session. That dude TM hanging out with Hot Chocolate coming to us live out of Itty Bitty Plant City. Yo, it's the dude in Tampa. Hey, jump on it, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. It's the Friday night. Hey, how was your week? Hot Chocolate, welcome to the show. How was your week?
Hey, not too bad. My week was abbreviated as far as my 9-to-5 world because I had to nurse my little patient who had his surgery on Saturday last week, but he is in full gear, in full swing. Doesn't seem like what Sabe is saying he would miss so much he is even missing a beat on. So.
Hey,
we're good.
Glad. She's talking about a dog, everybody. For the dog love all over the country. She's nursing the dog for dog lovers back to good health. He got the snip.
He did. But he's still keeping it moving.
Keeping it
literally.
Moving. Hey,
baby.
You know what we do. We recap the week of news and entertainment on Fridays. Listen, yo, people are out of their mind disrespecting one of the most powerful women, one of the most beautiful women, in the world, I'm gonna say, Madam President Michelle Obama. How about that? On that ass for real. You can hate all day, but she is Madam President Michelle Obama out this joint.
Sure is.
Listen, I just heard some very disrespectful things. Even going back to the whole thing about the Spanish news reporter who claimed he was misunderstood in the network. Telemundo threw him under the bus just so that they wouldn't, you know, take too big of a hit. He was like the martyr for Telemundo or Universal. You know, that other, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
and then Raven Simone waged in, I believe, you know, going in on Madam President Michelle Obama. And then I heard recently one of the candidates, it may not have been the candidate, but one of the Republican candidates, I believe, was connected to some disrespectful comments about Madam President Michelle Obama. I just like saying that for some reason. Talking about how inappropriate she is and how she's done such inappropriate things. He was referring to specifically Madam President Michelle Obama's recent presentation where she actually I didn't think it was inappropriate, but I was surprised to see Madam President like rocking out with her whole dance crew and the whole nine celebrating her Let's Move campaign.
Right.
Oh, man, did you see that?
I did, and she rocked it, and she didn't do anything inappropriate. she wasn't bumping and grinding. She wasn't twerking. Like, I don't understand what the issue was. I mean,
yo, because they've never seen anything like that
body.
Because they've never seen anything like that before, as it relates to a first lady, come on.
Well, that's not our fault that every first lady prior to her has been a stuffy old biddy who didn't want to move and didn't want to showcase the skill, which is the movement of the human body and the beauty in it. Like, that's not her fault, and I don't feel like she should be persecuted for that.
You know, I love the fact that the Obamas are clearly who they are, you know, a family straight out of Chi-Town who's not afraid, you know, to be who they are. A big up to Madam President and Mr. President for being who you are. Hey, it's the Friday Night Cypher. Stop, look, and listen. That's the jam session. We'll be right back. Jay-Z, Ricky Rowan.
Mastermind. We're gonna get this album. You know, whenever we link up, they think this should come from outer space or something. Let's get this money. Woo! Woo! Mastermind. ROC, double MG. Jay, I got it. Both sacks for the heels on my feet. Car seat still smelling like 10 keys. Tell a plug that I'm looking for an increase. Wingstar, fat boy, need a 10 piece. Say I say a name in the car star. Switching lane to lane like Walmart. Sippin' Bordeaux, out in Bordeaux. Has the lights flashing on the Fordo. Switch the Benzo for the Enzo. Back to the Benzo when the Enzo. Switch your old O from a new dude. Come a new dude, dumb like a. Think the game raw when I came in it. Get money ever since I came in it. You can stop me if you try. Motherfucker, cause the devil is alive. Big whip. Rich, talking big. Double cup, go rich. Double up on the blow, on the blow. 2 mil on that I-95. Buy your head cause it's time to pay tax. Opposition want me dead or alive. Mother, but the devil is alive. The devil is alive. Come the truth. The devil is alive. Come the truth. The devil is alive. The devil is alive. Come alive. The devil is alive. 2 Kings on the big screen. Preach. Seen a 36 at 16. 100K for the 16. Sick, dirty, but it's clean. My money going on the deep end. Dog, I have a milli for the weekend. Contract like a play defense. Curry's in the Maybach, back peeking. Not a battle for the car hop. 6 trills for the cars in the car lot. Dope boys on the gold. Win gold 6 times for a gold, nigga. Black bottle in the bed. Club all money where the cash is. Dubai, I can do it like a sheep. Top blow, birds and Khalid. Big whip, rich, talking big, double cup, go rich. Woo. Double up on the blow, 2 mil on that I-95, bow your head cause it's time to pay tax, opposition want me dead or alive, mother, but the devil is alive, the devil is alive, come the truth, the devil is alive, come the proof.
I never fuck with your religion. Am I down with the devil? Come on, root, come on, missing. It's that Lucifer juice and that 2 cup he sipping that Deuce, baby. Welcome to the dark side. Coulda got blacklist, but it white Jesus in my crock pot. Mixed with some soda. Now I'm black Jesus, turned water to wine, and all I had to do was turn it sober. Deep coast, winning that life, cheat code. Hating is flicking, hit your free throws. The devil try to hit me with the Rico, them black people. Devil want these niggas take their own kind. Gotta be the Illuminati if we just shine. Oh, it can't be your knife when we rich. Oh, it gotta be the devil, that's it. You seen what I did to the stop and frisk. Brooklyn on the Barney's like we on the ground. Get the money to the hood, now we all win. Got that Barney's floor looking like a VIM. Black hoodie,
bravado like Mavado, boy, I'm that gully. Getting white money, but I'm still black. All these bullies claiming king, but I'm still black. King Hova, Mansa, Musa, from a lot of devil with a lie, I'm the truth, yeah.
Big, 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 big whip. Rich, rich, talking, big, big. Double cup, go rich. Double up on the blow, on the blow. 2 mil on that 995. Bow your head, cause it's time to pay tax. Opposition want me dead or alive. Motherfucker, but the devil is alive. The devil is alive. Come the truth. The devil is alive. Come the truth. The devil is alive. The devil is alive. Come alive. The devil is alive.
Church.
CM Hyman Radio Live. CM Hyman Radio Live, 9:16 p.m. here in the Social Lab on the Friday Night Cypher. Your girl Hot Talk here, talking on mute and Alarm the General on the break. So I apologize for that. I'm here at 9:16 p.m. Friday Night Stop, Listen, Listen Jam Session. Rick Ross, Jay-Z, The Devil is a lie.
All day.
Yep.
Before
we go any further, I definitely want to give a big, big up and rest in peace shout out to Lauryn Hill, basketball player for Mount St. Joseph's women's basketball team, who was battling an inoperable brain tumor, and she touched the nation with her desire to play basketball for them, even though she was enduring this brain tumor that is found in children between the ages of 4 to 9. And she found out, was diagnosed with called diffuse intrinsic pontine gloma shortly after her 18th birthday. And she passed away this morning after she passed. Definitely want to give a shout out and rest in peace to Lauryn, and our thoughts and prayers are with her friend Sam.
Yeah, I saw some earlier about that. So definitely.
She fought a really valiant battle, and she was actually able to raise an announced $40,000 the day of the game that she played in, where she scored the first basket as well as the last winning basket for her team. And she had to go through a lot to be able to play in that game. Like, the light, affected her, the roar of the crowd affected her, and while she was on the bench, she actually had to sit with sunglasses on, earplugs, to be able to endure, what was going on, to be able to live her dream and be able to play in that college basketball game. So, she was definitely a fighter.
Yeah. That definitely. Just to flip the script a little bit, and I think you mentioned the television program once before, and if it wasn't you, somebody on this show introduced me anyway to the Book of Negroes. Was that you?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you give a little backdrop as to what the Book of Negroes is about from your perspective? Had a chance to get just a little clip of that recently, and I'm like, man, I need to follow that. I need to take a look at that, the Book of Negroes. What is that about?
The Book of Negroes. It's kind of hard to put into perspective. It's a TV miniseries that kind of touches on a family or an entity of people who were kidnapped in Africa and subsequently enslaved in South Carolina, and how they navigate a revolution pretty much in New York City. So it deals with the transition that they had to deal with and becoming acclimated with, of course, the city from the treacherous jungles of Sierra Leone, And there is one particular character who is attempting to secure her freedom. All of this taking place in like the 19th century. It's very, very interesting miniseries.
No, I mean absolutely. I caught a little peep of it, and was like, I think somebody said something about this show. And then I just thought about it again. I think Hot Chocolate actually introduced us to that. The Book of Negroes. Hey, if you have not seen it, check it out. Just very interesting. Give you some perspective anyway. Hey, coming up on Monday, we have some special guests that taken, I think, an opportunity, really taken the internet and maximize a major opportunity that they've created out of internet. When we come back, we're going to talk more about our special guest that's going to hang out with us on Monday, all right? Hey, it's 9:21. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
I'm already alive. Social Lab. PGIF, everybody.
Look, I know he had you thinking that you don't ever want to love again. You say, no more, let me show you things can be different. And then you get the chance to prove I'm really nothing like him. Oh, 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 oh. And I know he put some dirt in you, baby, baby. And then he left you gasping for air. Well, I can breathe new life in you, baby. I'll help you breathe again. I'll help you breathe again. I'll help you breathe again. I'll help you breathe
number to weigh in. Call in, hit us up. Let us know how your week went. Let us know what you're doing this weekend, your girl Hot Chocolate. General T.M. Hyman joining us in his 925 here in the Social Lab here on Friday night. The Stop, Look, and Listen jam session we got going on. And before we went to that song, Breathe Again, General was letting you all know about our special guest who will be joining us on Monday. And I am so excited about this interview. Like, I have to honestly say that I'm going to tell them this when they come on the show too. I was in no way, shape, form, fashion interested in this web series when my boo introduced me to it while I was on vacation earlier last month in Virginia for my grandbaby Cameron's birthday. He mentioned the web series to me, and it's called Money and Violence, and how much he was interested in it and how, you know, real it was, and, you know, the different perspectives that it showed you about, you know, relationships between, we'll say, crew members, guys, relationships between girls, and, you know, just how things can be so underhanded and grimy, or where they can be genuine and real, and it's showing you those perspectives and not really pulling any punches. You know, so when he's describing it to me, I'm like, okay, whatever. So I did watch a few episodes with him and tried to act like I wasn't interested, although I was intrigued all the way around. So when I got back from Virginia, I watched the series myself and watched all of it. There are 22 episodes, and then there is one season finale. The 22 episodes run anywhere between, we'll say, 13 minutes and 22 to 25 minutes, and the season finale is roughly an hour and 40 minutes. But I'm telling you, it is something that's going to catch you. If you have a moment, you know, check it out. It's on YouTube. Just go to the search engine, type in Money and Violence. All of the episodes will come up. They're not going to come up in order, unfortunately. Tube is on some other stuff. But you can, you know, kind of scroll or just type in episode one, and it'll give you the number of parts that are associated with each episode in order that way. And you will definitely enjoy it, trust me. And don't miss the interview with, I believe it's going to be the three main male characters, and one of the female characters will be joining us as well. And I have to say that I have a love-hate relationship with several of them. Like, I hated them on, you know, the web series for the characters that they portrayed, but I respect them so much as individuals in the way that they put the project together, worked together to make it a series that's had over 5 million views since it was started in, I want to say, August of 2014 when it was initially posted. So they've definitely come a long way, and they're doing some big things.
Blew up. I mean, literally blew up. I mean, that's just that goes to show, at the end of the day, when you've been given a vision, a concept, an idea, you know, you got to run with it. At the end of the day, if you put your mind, body, and soul into it, you know, listen, it's real that if you take two steps, got to take five steps. It's real. He'll give you the resources and the people that have come to be able to, you know, be the wind beneath your wings. I'm not playing. I'm a witness. The series blew up. It blew up. I mean, you can Google it and read about actually how it became so successful. You know, it's right there. Anybody who knows anything about internet marketing or marketing in general, 5 million views is equals cha-ching at the end of the day. It's called monetizing. You know, that's what it's called. And websites are all about monetization and monetizing and all of that. A lot of different ways, terms, things, how people approach it. But get with it, or you're gonna be lost in the sauce. And we'll be back
behind.
It's the Stop, Look, and Listen Jam Session.
Young boys be violent, all in front of me in violence.
I've never seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies, and I'm not proud of my address. In a torn up town, no postcode envy,
but every song's like gold teeth, gray goose dripping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns stretching the hotel room. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams, but everybody's like crystal Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care. We aren't caught up in your love affair,
and we'll never be royal. It's a one in our blood. That kind of love just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler.
And I would crack the code. We count our dollars on the train to the party, and everyone who knows us knows
that we're fine with this. We didn't come for money,
but every song's like gold teeth, gray goose dripping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns trash in the hotel room. We don't care. Driving Cadillacs in our dreams, but everybody's like crystal Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care. We aren't caught up in your love affair,
and we'll never be royal. It's a one in our blood. That kind of love just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler.
Bury that. real resemblance. All hail the clips and all of their magnificence, but I cannot deny my deliverance. It is no coincidence that God chooses to use my brethren to show the magnitude of the ties I'm severing. The fight's fixed, especially a top 10. Can you trust a listen which pusher isn't mentioned in? Ever. I guess I am an outcast.
Man, friend to the show, No Malice on that. Before that, Lord Royals, 9:37 p.m. here in Tampa Bay. In matter of fact, Itty Bitty Plant City. Your girl Hot Chocolate, the General, joining me as well. We're here in the Social Lab Friday night cipher, the Stop Look and Listen Jam session. 917-889-3926. And hit us up. Let us know what you're doing, what you got going on for the weekend. You want to vent about how your week was, and just say what's up. You do that too.
Yo, you ever checked out you ever checked out Nellyville?
Yes.
Yo, I've never been a Nelly fan, right? I respect the game. The dude is like on point as far as business. He got a school out in St. Louis, so mad respect.
Yeah.
For him really doing his thing. Nellyville just showed me a whole completely different perspective.
Yep.
To Nelly, and I think I'm a Nelly fan. I mean, listen, he's grinding off of music that is so damn old. I'm like, really? But you gotta respect the gangster. Yo, his
really
business
do.
Mind. I mean, his business mind is like, whoa. And so
yep.
Pick up to Nelly in Nellyville, the whole docuseries that follows him. You know, and shows you how he navigates through his business, his busy career as a hip hop icon, businessman, and father. And for me, that's why I respect him so much. Gotta say, big up to Nelly, because he's holding his fatherhood down in a major way. And I love how it's being exposed. Dads, stand up. Listen, be a father to your kids. They need us.
Please do. Yeah, Nelly gets major props for me. On his series, it actually shows, again, as you mentioned, his side of fatherhood, where he's not only raising his own child, but he's raising his daughter's, his sister's son and daughter. His sister, as you all know, if you know your Nelly fans or follow him in any way, know that his sister passed away from leukemia. So he's taking his nephew on as his own and is making sure that, you know, he shows them the right path of what to do. And it really is commendable to see Mr. Tip Drill, for lack of a better term.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, it is extremely important to understand that people in the media, I mean, at the end of the day, nothing like what we see. I mean, and I should know that. I'm a mature individual. I should know that. But for some reason, I just wasn't a Nelly fan. It wasn't until Nellyville that I became a Nelly fan. But again, the fatherhood aspect, yo, I'm digging it. Even though I don't have any kids. Somebody told me the other day, you don't have kids, but you have about 75 kids. Like, really?
Yes, you
like,
do.
Like, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
The kids that you advocate for, as well as your nieces and nephews. And godkids.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Hey, let's welcome Madam Barbiturate into the conversation. All the way live from
Charlotte. Off the living room floor.
No,
hey,
Carolina, give it up, Madam CeeLo Boston. What up, Ma?
Good afternoon in the morning time. I just ate, and I'm chubby right now. I'm coming right back in.
Okay,
you're not
farting right now, are you?
I'm chubby right now.
don't be belching into mic now.
Hey, no, 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 no bashment. I'm happy. I'm happy and chubby.
Happy.
Yeah. Medicine's starting to kick in. I feel a little bit better.
All right now.
Medicine.
How y'all doing?
In.
It's all coming
together. We're doing good. We're doing good.
Did you guys hear about Jaden Smith wearing a dress today?
Who?
I'm done.
Jaden Smith, Will and Jada Smith's son.
Now, a dress or just a long shirt that looks like a dress?
Boo, one of the dresses we wore to church when we was 12 with the lace.
He went in Willow's closet and got a dress.
He went and bought his own dress. He had on jeans. He had on denim shorts under the dress. Yes, walking to public.
That might be a new LA fashion statement.
Please don't let it be.
How about just let it stay in LA? How about that?
You know, because I looked at it like, okay, first I'm like, a boy shouldn't have a dress on. And then I went to, okay, let's think about this generation.
Tell young thugs
not to wear a dress.
And while you're at it, tell him to take off the Hooters tank top.
Okay, let me say this.
Not the Hooters tank top.
Yeah.
Thank you. You can't wear the Hooters tank top, okay? I'm not talking to any man that wears tights, okay? If you're not running track or lifting weights, or playing football.
I saw that recently as well. What's going on with the fashion?
Listen, I can't condone him in any way.
You know what?
I can't.
Boston, you done came on the show and you just put this in a completely different direction.
A way whole totally different
truffle butter.
$250,000 on me right now. Hard to make a song about something other than the money. Two things I'm about to talk and blunt and saying blunt. Pretty women, are you here? Are you here right now, huh? We should all disappear right now. Look, you're getting all your friends and you're getting in the car and you're coming to the house. Are we clear right now, huh? You see the fleet, all the new things. Cop cars with the loose change. All white like a Mustang. See me rolling in they mood change. Like a motherfucker. New floor, I got a dozen of them. I don't trust you, you're undercover. I could probably make some steps, this is fuck each other. Woo! Talking fillets with the trouble butter. Fresh sheets and towels, man, she gotta love it. Yeah, they all get what they desire from it. What? Tut-ups, we ain't hiding from it.
became a vacuum, put it on my carpet, the white or white chocolate. I'm so heartless, thoughtless, lawless, and flawless, smallest, regardless, largest, and charging, born in New Orleans, get killed for Jordan, skateboard, I'm gnarly, Drake, Tunch, and Barbie, you know.
Hyman Radio Live. Yo, it's 9:46 p.m. That was Truffle Butter. Nicki Minaj, Drake, Wayne. Yo, they're talking about pig poo.
They're not really talking about pig poo. They're talking about human poo.
Right. Calling somebody a bati boy.
Yeah.
On the record and getting paid for it. I don't know. I am in the wrong profession. Yo, oh my God. I am, because it's like, right, how you were saying, like, about the dancing around and stuff, it's still people that's going to be doing it and still don't know what it is.
Uh-huh.
It's a hot track, though. It's a hot track. You gotta
yes, it is. I love it. Yes. I just laughed at the title because of what it meant, but yes. That made me take me back to the 90s. I think I said that a couple of weeks ago. Yeah, take a house party music. Yes, kicking the door, waving the 4-4. That stuff. Hey, y'all playing the lottery this weekend? Y'all ready for
that? You know what? I ain't won a dime yet. I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, okay.
But I
know a couple of people hit.
What I understood was that you were given numbers that you didn't play and they came out. Like,
that ain't,
and you just didn't
I.
play them.
No, not I. Every number that he's given me, because there are nights when he'll tell me I wouldn't play tonight. But when he tells me to play, I play. And unfortunately, those numbers have not come out. They might have come out 2 or 3 days later, but on the day that he told me to play them, they ain't come out. But I'm still trying. Like I said, I'm going to give Eddie Lotto the benefit of the doubt because, as I mentioned the last show, it's not Florida only that he's playing. He's playing across
right.
all states. And the accuracy of the numbers that he chooses for other states is very much spot on in a lot of cases. It's just not, you know, Florida where I'm playing. So
yeah, because that's what I look like. I know some people hit last night and earlier today. They were posting in the group, well, you know, in the shooters group anyway. So, yeah, I think, I don't know, yeah, I know I'm going to play this weekend. I've been watching the numbers. It's my turn. It's my turn to win. Yeah, they got things to do, strip malls to purchase, you know, things like that.
Strip malls to purchase.
Yeah. I need a whole building. Thank you.
I can dig it.
My mom just said, let's roll. See what I'm saying?
Yo, are you, like, moving about, though? You're not, like, wheelchair bound?
Yeah, I am. I'm at Golden Corral leaving, actually.
Oh, I know that's right. That's why you fat.
Yes. Yeast rolls, chubbiness.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
And pot roast.
Standing there at the chocolate fountain.
Hey, no, I don't do their desserts. I'm not a dessert person, surprisingly. I don't really like desserts like that. Cookies, okay, but outside of that, you know, I'm not a dessert person.
Huh. Or,
yeah, but that pot roast and those chicken wings, it's a wrap. Hey, oh, look, on my weight watch, how about I'm at 182 now.
Wow.
Which is only a pound loss, but yeah, I gained 10 pounds after I stopped eating cookies.
She told me I fell out.
Hey, I mean it. Like, I'm so serious. As soon as I stopped eating cookies, I gained 10 pounds. It was not fair. Y'all hear this? Y'all hear my mom yelling?
Yeah.
It's your meds. It's your meds, I'm telling you. Oh, hey, man, this apple don't fall far from the tree. You hear me?
Okay. we can dig it. Hey, it's 9:50, everybody. We got Tedra Mosley.
Tedra Moses?
Tedra Moses. Moses.
He is going to tear up a name, won't he?
Rick Ross.
Yes, girl, every chance he gets.
He
tried,
though. Along with CeeLo and her mama. We'll be back in my morning live.
My women be so prestigious. Tell me the things you need,
right.
Places you wanna see. Till we get filthy rich, Lionel Richie, Basila G. Tell by what's on my feet. Tell him by how I move. It's terrible when I'm rough. It's wonderful when it's smooth. Rules of engagement, candles lit in the basement. Leather in all the cars, Bel Air every occasion. Versace on my back, belt in my feet. It's still double M every day of this week. Black bottle boy, let me sweep you off your feet. The red bottom boss, half a ticket every week.
Talk is cheap and flowers die. What's the point of your apologies if they all end up in lies? I don't even know why. It's so hard for some to truly see. Money don't make no man, and love reigns over everything.
Moses, once again, 9:55 p.m. the time just being on me here in the social lab. As bad as you want her to be Tedra Mosley, she's not. She's Tedra Moses.
No, it's Moses.
T.M. Hyman Radio Live.
Sorry,
here in the social lab. Stop looking, listen. Jam session. General T.M. Hyman, your girl Hot Chocolate, Madam Boston, and her mama riding shotgun. What's up, Mama Boston?
What?
I don't blame you. I wasn't cooking at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, he's cooking.
She's
not cooking,
damn it.
Right. Yeah, because she's definitely over here talking trash, okay?
I don't blame her. Again, 9:55 p.m. If you miss any part of the show, you can always go back and check it out on the podcast a few minutes after we get off the air. And again, Don't forget to join us on Monday. I can't tell you how excited I am about doing this interview with the cast of Money and Violence. Yes, the hit web series that has over 5 million views since its inception in August 2014. Congratulations to you young folks out there doing your thing now. I know the characters by name. I don't know what their real names are just yet, but I will have those prior to us coming on the show, and we'll be able to introduce them by their governments if, you know, they want to give them, and as well by their character names. So the character names that are my favorite so far, my love-hate relationships, are with Rafe. Yes, he's named after the car, Rafe. And he is, I'm sorry, I forgot to mention that the majority of the characters are of Haitian descent. So big up to my Haitian massive out there. Let me make sure I say this correctly. Sac passe to my Haitian massive out there.
What's up?
So Rafe and Miz, I think I have a love-hate relationship with because he has eyes like my children and my father, but that's something different. Yeah, we're going to talk about that. Let's see. We got Shooter Shane. We got Kane, who's a good kid that, you know, is kind of being led astray by the fast life because his baby mama, Cindy, is out of control. She is a money-hungry, no-nonsense, I'm not going to let you see my baby unless you give me some money to get my hair done type of chick. So, yeah. Then we have Jessica, who's the good girl but kind of likes bad boys, and she used to date Damon, who insists that you call me Papa.
You're logged on because she's going to tell it for you.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to tell it all.
Money and Violence. Check out the webcast. And then come back on Monday, 9 p.m., hang out with the cast right here with us.
And the soundtrack that you'll hear on the Money and Violence web series is real hip-hop. It's taking you back to the essence. So if you love real hip-hop, you're going to get some good music.
Hey, thanks for rocking with us tonight, everybody. We do not take it for granted. Hey, we love you. Hey, TGIF, have a safe and prosperous yet relaxing weekend. We up out of here. I'm gone.
All 100,000 of y'all. Kisses. Basils. Love you.
My mom said holler, and I say do whatever you do, do it well.
And I say that crew, that team, that network, I haven't said this in a while. Radio, Girl Hot Chocolate, Save James, Madam CeeLo Boston, the General himself, TM, CD Willingham, Toya Cooper, our A&R representative, Nokia, who's still out there tearing the circuit up on tour with his boys, Blue Hill, and Black Angel Down. We love you. We appreciate you. We'll see you on Monday. Have a safe and blessed weekend.
Love
everybody.
Y'all. Nice. See y'all later.
Good night, everybody.
Talk radio show. Real talk. Talk radio show. See him, Hyman live.